Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul. And our guest today is Kitty Lee Scarlett Boudreau, who is the production manager for Cyrano's. And we're going to talk a little about Hullabaloo, their upcoming production. And we're going to talk a little bit about her job, which she tells me is very dull, but I can't imagine that. So Hullabaloo starts next week.
Yes, it opens next Thursday. Normally we preview on Thursdays, but this time we're opening on Thursday.
And you're going to, and it, what's it involved?
Well, it was written by Alice Welling, and probably most everyone in town knows who Alice is, as she's been on the stage for years and years, absolutely hysterical. And it is an account of the history of Alaska, hysterically performed. It's a musical review. Leo Terev is in it with her, and it's all some material that's you've heard maybe before in a couple of her shows, but brand new material written just for this performance. So it should be a really fun evening of theater.
And it's multimedia.
It's multimedia. Yes, it is.
Which we can segue to you because you're multimedia.
Yeah, right.
You wear many, many hats there. You're the production manager. You're
correct.
An actress and a singer. And you are a woman of the theater.
That's me.
That's you. Okay. And well, tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, how'd you get here, and how'd you wind up, you know, getting the gig at Cyrano's?
Well, I've been here for about 9 years. I've had a lifetime of theater, and the gig at Cyrano's, my goodness. From working there, I staged managed a show a little over a year ago with Dick Reichman, and I guess Sandy kind of liked what I did. So we started negotiating last June, actually. And talked about the job in Valdez and then worked on what would it encompass a month or so after returning from Valdez.
From the theater conference,
which is coming up. From the theater conference, which is coming up again. And she hired me last September to be the production manager.
And things have been going smoother. It's noticeably better with you there.
Oh,
I'll say
thank
that.
You, thank
I mean,
you.
Not from the point of view of the plays are better. They're
yeah,
always good.
I don't have anything to do with that.
but in that it was too much for one person.
Well, it's almost too much for two people. But Sandy and I, we agree on one real big premise, and that is the show is everything. And so no matter what else is going on in your life or someone else's, the show has to go on. I mean, it sounds kind of trite because it's a lot of Hollywood cliches are done about, the show must go on.
Yeah, right.
But that's really the truth.
Yeah.
Tickets are sold. Actors are booked. Everything is ready. So it has to happen. The picking of the shows, the setting of the season, all of the artistic things, the public relations, Sandy handles all of that. My job is now to get the shows up.
And yeah. Getting it up, meaning like you coordinate the set building, the costume builders, the
everything. Sandy says, here's the show. Here's what we're doing. Here's your season. And then she, of course, picks mm-hmm. the directors. Then I put the team together, which is all the designers and stage managers, and I set the schedules of when we're going to load in and when does one show come in, when does the other one go out, who has the theater for rehearsal time. All of the production issues
are mine. Do you choose the technical team, like the set builder and the designer and the light person and the sound person?
Personally, I don't unless the director doesn't know someone. Now, we have a resident lighting designer, Frank Hardy. So Frank does all of our lighting design unless a director has someone they specifically want to work with. So that's set. And then we talk to the director. Sandy and I meet several months before it's supposed to happen to see, do you have someone you want to work with? And if not, then I start putting a team together.
My goodness. And you said you don't do much.
Yeah. Well, it's easier than it sounds because it's just a matter of being organized. We're working on three or four shows mm-hmm. at a time. Mm-hmm. And, of course, then if I get the fun of being in a show, then that just adds another dimension. But every actor in town has to juggle that priority of job versus getting to do theater. And I'm just lucky enough that my job is theater.
Which is great.
It's wonderful. Sandy and I work so well together. We have fun. We fight. We yell. We argue. And we laugh. And it's just absolutely marvelous.
So I've always been surprised and amazed when I go maybe to one of the last performances, like I did just did now, to the next performances with about one dark week in between, to see the entire stage totally transform.
Yes.
New colors, new set. Tell me a little bit about what a madhouse that must be.
Well, that's the melding of the two shows. The way that I have it set up is the Sunday a show closes, that company strikes the set. In other words, we take everything down. If necessary, we repaint it, put it back to black, a black box. Mm-hmm. And then also on Sunday night, the next company loads in. So a lot of during a period there, you'll have two companies in the theater at once, with one trying to get out and the other trying to get in. But that seems to work because we often share so many things. I walk through with one company and they'll say, oh, don't tear that part of the set down. We'll repaint it and use it for something else. So it's a collaboration between the two designers and then all the people in each company to make it happen. And I make a big chart of, okay, you're doing this, you're doing this, you're doing this, and it happens.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guest, Kitty Lee Scarlett Boudreau from Cyrano's, talking about what it's like to be a production manager of a theater. So continue. I know that this isn't just the stage people. The actors are right in there.
Absolutely. The entire company.
My granddaughter, who is an actress, speaks of painting the floor at the last minute.
Absolutely. Well, this is not a union town. We don't have the theatrical unions. So everybody kind of has to pitch in and do a little bit of everything, which everyone's always willing to do. The icing on it, I guess, is where I come in to organize all those people who are willing to do things. And that's my job, is so that people aren't standing around and wondering, well, what do I need to do? I have it all written out. What do we need to do? This piece is going from this set to this set in this place. And as long as people know what needs to happen, they're great about making it happen. We've got wonderful actors and technicians in this town that pitch in for most anything you might need. So that's when I said it's not as hard as it sounds. As long as I sit down before and plan it out, people are always willing to help me make it happen.
It's amazing to see it from the point of view of an audience who walks in on one Saturday night.
Well, I'm even amazed sometimes.
Yeah, the thing that strikes me, what a leap of faith. I mean, you really have to have a belief in a future happening. I mean, you can't be apocalyptic and think you're going to have, you know, well, why bother? You know, I mean, maybe next month won't exist. I mean, you got to plan and stay with it and everything. And
in my little book of planning, I'm working on September's show already.
Which is going to be what?
That's going to be the big one, the Valdez Oil Spill. It's a new play, world premiere by Dick Reichman. So we're already making plans for that and what we're going to do.
But okay, let's talk about you a little bit. You have a show coming up together with Linda Benson and Lynette Harple.
Lynette Harple, yes. It's called True Tales of the Frozen North. And again, this is a wonderful master storyteller, Linda Benson, that I'm sure most everyone over the years has had a chance to hear tell a story. And she has a collection of... It started out as Women of the North, but has encompassed a lot of other things. And Sandy invited her to do the show at Cyrano's, and Linda said, okay, if I can bring a crew, and little did I know that I was part of that crew. So I get to be in the show with her, and Lynette Harple is going to be our saloon piano player and part of the show. So it should be a really fun an affair. We're keeping Lynette busy. You know, she did The Boyfriend with us. And Meshuggah Nuns, which, by the way, a little plug, that opens July the 10th, and I'm in that, the Reverend Mother. Yay! Lynette is the musical director for that show, so we're just keeping her all summer at Cyrano's.
And she's an outstanding piano player.
She's incredible.
She's a total pro.
And has
sight
perfect
reads
pitch.
Up and
it's
down.
Irritating.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And one of the world and one of the best two or three best accompanists in town.
Absolutely.
I get involved with the opera.
Yes. Everybody begs to get Lynette, and we just got really lucky.
Yeah, yeah. And you're singing and,
yes,
and acting.
Yes, I play the Reverend Mother in this musical. Uh-huh. So I'm really excited about that.
But you're also doing the production.
Well, that's my day
chores.
Job.
Oh, okay.
So just like you've been in a show, your day job is here and doing other things, and you have to work in the show. My day job is production manager, and then I work in doing a show.
Is there like a conflict sometimes where you go like
absolutely,
you know, of course. I mean, with props and stuff, you start to like, you know, kind of.
Yeah, I have to put on the hat and say, I'm sorry, this has to get done by this date. And then I sit down and put my actor hat back on and say, okay.
Well, it looks like we're running out of time. Anything else you want to ask, Mark?
Oh, I just wanted to say, when are you going to start directing?
Never.
Okay. And why?
Oh, I do not have the temperament for it at all.
You seem so diplomatic, though.
Oh, well, I can be when I need to be, but I would be so worried about the show. I'd be like, what do you mean you don't know your lines? What do you mean you... No. You don't want me to direct.
Well, thanks very much for coming.
It's
great
been fun.
Having you, Scarlett.
Thank you.
And I know you're Kitty Lee Boudreau, but you're Scarlett to me.
Yeah, well, some people call me Kitty Lee and some call me Scarlett, so I use the whole name.
And we'll be seeing you at Cyrano's with many, many hats on.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now for the Stage Talk calendar. Valley Performing Arts presents Anne of Green Gables. This show runs Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday, June 7th, which will be the end of its run at the Macatance Theater in Wasilla. For tickets, call VPA at 373-0195 or go to www.valleyperformingarts.org.
This year's Last Frontier Theater Conference will take place in Valdez from June the 13th through June the 20th at the Valdez Civic Center. For information and registration, call 834-1614. That's 834-1614. Or you can go to pwscc.edu, and that's the site that will tell you all about this year's theater conference in Valdez.
Out North presents The Black Cockerel, a world premiere by Adamello Bello. It will show more nights tonight and tomorrow night at Out North at 7 p.m. For tickets, go to www.outnorth.org or call 279-3800.
And here's an audition notice. This is for an all-Alaskan sitcom made right here in Alaska. If you're between the ages of 18 and 60, you're invited to audition on June 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Diamond Mall near the old Gottschalk's department store in that wing of the building on the west side. For more information, you can email Rick Mallars at upper1studios.com. That's RickMallars at upper1studios.com.
And finally, at Cyrano is opening next Thursday is Hullabaloo, a hysterical and historical accurate multimedia musical comedy show starring Alice Welling and Leo Tariff. This show runs from June 11th through Saturday the 27th on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3. For tickets, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Well, I'm afraid that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thank you for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.